that you have a lot of support, not just here in Canada, but from around the world. But in Canada, all eyes are focused on what's happening right here in British Columbia with the teachers. Union members right across Canada are counting on us to stand up for what is right. And today, we have the privilege of having someone with us whose organization represents 210,000 teachers in Canada. Please help me welcome Winston Carter, the president of the Canadian Teachers Federation.
Did not respect our collective bargaining rights. As president of the Canadian Teachers Federation, I bring you a message of solidarity on behalf of the presidents and designates of the CTF member organizations here today, representing 210,000 teachers from sea to sea to sea. Julius Buskey, the General Secretary of the CTF. From the Yukon Teachers Association, Sandra Henderson, President. From the Northwest Territories Teachers Association, Amanda Mellon, President. Amanda. Could Amanda come forward, please?
Amanda.
She's coming.
Good afternoon. It is absolutely great to be here. I represent 800 teachers from across the Northwest Territories, and it was very important to them that I come here and support the BCTS fight for a fair bargaining process. Just to let you know, there are probably more people here in this crowd than in the whole Northwest Territories. So.
From Prince of Rhode Island Federation, Shana Evans Renault, President.
Thank you so much for having us here. I represent 1,500 teachers in PEI, and we have the unanimous support of our executive to send me right across this country to join with you today. Thank you.
From the Nova Scotia Teachers Union, Mary Lou Donnelly, President and Vice President of the Canadian Teachers Federation.
Support from the 10,500 teachers and community college workers across the province of Nova Scotia. And I need to tell you that right now we are in the throes of collective bargaining in Nova Scotia. Mr. Campbell, get to the table with your teachers and do as we're doing in Nova Scotia.
From the New Brunswick Teachers Federation in Duvema, President.
I'm here on behalf of New Brunswick Teachers Federation representing 7,600 members who believe in the right for collective bargaining in a democracy, who believe that teachers' working conditions are the learning conditions of our students, our children,
Kevin Foley, President.
On behalf
6,500 teachers of Newfoundland and Labrador, I will ask you to insist that Gordon Campbell and his cabinet not be allowed to represent you at Remembrance Day ceremonies simply because they do not understand the freedoms that these people died for.
Teachers, we bring you greetings of solidarity. We also are in the midst of trying to negotiate a fair and equitable settlement for teachers. We also are facing an inflexible liberal government who actually is hiding behind the liberal flag but has very conservative type of attitude. Our struggle is your struggle. Our fight is your fight. Stand up for kids that work.
Supporting you 100%. We would have brought a check, but we're not allowed just now. We'll have to find another way of getting it to you. Kids are important. Education is important, and we must not allow our government to take these steps.
The Ontario Teachers Federation, Mary Lee Shreddick, President, and North American Caribbean Representative of Education International.
Brothers and sisters, colleagues of British Columbia, on behalf of the 140,000 teachers of Ontario and the 29 million members of Education International, I say we're here today to stand in solidarity with you to send one message to the Campbell government. Enough is enough is enough! It is time for Gordon Campbell to sit down and afford the same rights to the teachers of British Columbia as are afforded to every other teacher in this country. And that's the right to free and unfettered bargaining for your rights and working conditions and the future well-being of the students of this province. Thank you!
A message to Premier Campbell. He must get back to the table. Otherwise, this province is going down the slippery slope. He must not create a social deficit from which this province will never recover. He must listen to the teachers. He must do what is right for the children. We support you. Continue. Thank you.
President Emily.
Thank you. I represent 70,000 teachers, occasional teachers, and support workers in the public elementary system in Ontario, and every one of them is in solidarity with you. We thought we had seen everything when we saw Mike Harris. Well, BC, Mr. Gordon Campbell outweighs Mike Harris any day, so stand in solidarity. That's important, and we're with you.
From the furthest away, and it's winter back home, and I'm the only one here in shorts. But I do bring this message to you. We're the smallest, but we span the largest area. But we've got 650 with you also.
From the Ontario English Cat
Thank you, brothers and sisters. On behalf of our president and on behalf of the 35,000 Catholic public teachers in Ontario, I'd like to say we stand behind you because we know about the legacy of cuts that destroys a province. And we know that there is a bright end at the future when Mr. Campbell is defeated, as he surely will be. The children of this province. Thank you.
Let me introduce the Teacher Society, Brian Andrew, President.
I met about 1,000 teachers this morning and became friends, and I'd especially like to thank the teacher that gave me this lovely, she referred to it as BC formal wear. I appreciate that. You got 14,000 friends back in Manitoba, and they sent me here to tell you that they believe in collective bargaining, they believe in public schools, and they believe in you.
From the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation, Heather Ramirez, President.
I am here representing the 12,000 teachers of Saskatchewan who say to you, you have the right to free and collective bargaining, and we stand in solidarity as you go forward with that.
From the Alberta Teachers Federation, Frank Pusseter, President.
Good morning. 3 years ago, Alberta teachers had to stand up and fight for what you believe in and what you're fighting for. I'm here to tell you that Alberta's 33,000 teachers back BC teachers 110% in your fight for free and unfettered collective bargaining, part of your democratic rights. Way to go, teachers.
And Mr. Dave Scott, Vice President of the Washington Education Association.
I want to thank you for your commitment to students, our profession, and public education from the 80,000 member educators of the Washington Education Association. Thank you.
To free and open collective bargaining process. Visage et bas coup de verre, esprit solidaire. We will not stand idly by and allow you, one of our member organizations, to be attacked by a wrong-headed government. We are all in this fight together and will remain one in solidarity. In this province. Indeed, the whole world, including 30 million members of Education International, as well as the International Labour Organization, are watching this attack on you unfold. Today, we are sending a message that is loud and clear, that we will not tolerate what is happening in your province. This is wrong for students, it is wrong for education, and it is wrong for teachers. Considering such an action, that the Canadian Teachers Federation and its member organizations will do whatever is necessary to ensure that democratic rights and principles will be respected in all future rounds of negotiations. The stand that this government has taken is unjust, it's undemocratic, it's unreasonable, and it's unfair, and shame on them. This is the same government who was responsible for giving Canada a black eye in front of the International Labour Organization following the backdoor legislation in 2002, when they arrogantly removed certain articles unilaterally and imposed a new contract. Shame on them! The ILO has expressed grave concerns over the way in which this government contravenes international labor standards and conventions by choosing to ignore the right to collective bargaining. Shame! The issues that teachers are facing in this province are the very same concerns being shared by your colleagues throughout Canada. Working and learning conditions, overcrowded classrooms, cuts in funding for special needs services, and the loss of specialist positions and the need for increase in salaries. It took the teachers in New Brunswick 21 months to secure additional funding for special needs children. It also took 21 months to reach a collective agreement in Saskatchewan. In Ontario, the government has addressed the issue of class size by placing a cap on all K-3 classes, resulting in an additional 1,200 new teaching position hires this year. In all provinces, governments were willing to negotiate, while in British Columbia, after only 16 months, this government has chosen to legislate. Shame! The Canadian Teachers Federation believes in building bridges, bridges to a better future, and allowing students every opportunity to learn and grow to their fullest potential. Building bridges to improve classroom conditions, building bridges to meet the needs of children requiring special needs. The 17 member organizations that make up the Canadian Teachers Federation salute you and will stand shoulder to shoulder with you as you continue your fight to rebuild the bridges that have been so much destroyed by the Campbell government. We stand with you because we believe in dignity, respect, and collective bargaining process, which includes us, not one of the governments which imposes their wrong-headed solutions. This is a great day to be a teacher. This is a great day for the teaching profession. This is a great day for the students and parents. Today, the teachers of the BCTF have spoken in solidarity with a voice that can be heard in every province and territory, saying, "We will not be bullied into submission, Premier Campbell. Put aside your political agenda and return to the bargaining table." The students of British Columbia deserve nothing less, and neither do the teachers. The Canadian Teachers Federation is establishing a BC Teachers Hardship Fund to assist teachers in need. Individuals and organizations may make contributions to BC Teachers Hardship Fund, care of the Canadian Teachers Federation, 2490 Dunreed Drive, Ottawa, Ontario.